At Byers Volkswagen, we've been family-owned since 1897, built on trust, driven by innovation. And now, buying your next Volkswagen is easier than ever. Shop online, customize your deal, and finalize everything from home. Just stop by to pick up the keys. It's that simple.
Drive home a new 2026 Volkswagen Tiguan S for $286 for 36 months with $2,499 due at signing.
The next generation shops online, and we're driving with them at ColumbusVolkswagen.com or visit us by the airport.
See dealer for details. Offer ends 4/30/2026.
Dave Moore
on Today FM.
Congratulations on Tron Ares. This is incredible. I loved it.
Thank you, brother.
Jared, the film is a long time coming. I mean, it's been almost maybe 15 years or something. This has been kind of hemmed and hawed and talked about and whatever. How satisfying is it that it's now out, and how long have you been involved?
It's incredible. Thank you, brother. It's absolutely amazing to look over there at that poster and to be sitting here with Joachim talking about the film. It's surreal. It's beautiful to have loved this movie for 40-something years, this franchise, and then to be a part of it. Humbling. It's an honor. I've worked on it for about 9 years or so. It started with just a word, Ares, and a character, I should say. And, you know, it was sitting in a trash can. The script, probably undeservedly so. It was... But I had read it, and I just remembered, there was that interesting character. What about making a film around this character? So we started to push the boulder up the hill, and we were lucky enough that Joachim came in and grabbed that flag and ran it right up the side of the mountain with all of us hanging onto his heels. Yeah, because it's quite a task. I think about it, so it's like making three movies in one. You have like the kind of physical production and, you know, the actors and shooting the scenes. Then you have this whole entire like digital world and effects that you have to put together. And then you have the sound and the music. So yeah. It really is pretty intense. Yeah.
I'm exhausted.
Yeah.
There's a question I wanted to ask you. Obviously, Jared mentioned the sound. Like, so Nine Inch Nails do the soundtrack to this. I also noticed, no spoilers to anyone, but there may be some cameo appearances from Trent and Atticus in this too. But they were on board as producers as well. So, I mean, it's not often a musical act gets this involved in a production.
I think that what was so special was that they chose to do it under their Nine Inch Nails banner, you know, and that changed everything. Obviously, Trent and Atticus by themselves as composers has done some amazing, you know, award-winning scores. So we would have been honestly happy with that. But then when the Nine Inch Nails element came in, everybody got really excited. So I think that's, you know, for them it was important to have a say, you know, to be protective of that. And usually I'm very like a hands-on director when it comes to the scoring process. But in this case, I wanted to take the back seat a little bit. I wanted their vision for it to come alive. It's just been a fascinating journey to be a part of the sound designers and Trent and Atticus working together on stage and creating, you know, this new Tron score. And it's pretty big shoes to fill, you know. Music is such a big part of the Tron DNA. I'm thrilled that they came on board.
That's fantastic. Jared, you spent some time here. Do you remember shooting the movie? It was back in Howth you lived in Dublin. Do you remember your time here? Were we nice to you?
The Last of the High
Kings. Last of the High Kings, that's it, yeah.
Yeah, man, that was an incredible experience. I was, you know, over there in Dublin, actually. I stayed right in the city. And, you know, it was really the first movie I made. You know, it was the first movie I starred in, for sure. It's 1995, I believe. And, it was just incredible. I fell in love with Ireland. I fell in love with the people there. It's such a beautiful, beautiful place. And you know, I still think about it to this day. As soon as I heard your accent, I was just like, man.
Transported back to 1995.
Yeah, I was like, man, I got this. What a, it's just, you know, warm people, a beautiful place. We haven't been there with 30 Seconds to Mars in a long time, actually.
Yeah, and I was there the last time you were here, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, we owe a visit over there. But that was a really formative time for me. And, yeah, I think of it fondly. I'm excited for everybody to, in Ireland check out the John Aries too.
They will be very excited. I promise you that. It's a brilliant movie. Thank you guys so much for taking the time to talk about it.
Thank you.
And we'll chat again soon.
Dave Moore on Today FM.